This week we've been talking about the minimum wage and whether it should go up from the current federal minimum of $7.25 an hour. We heard from a business owner in New York who says increasing the minimum wage could hurt her business.
I probably have to raise prices. And if I increase prices, my concern is that then that will impact my customers.
And we heard from a restaurant owner in Seattle who thinks raising the wage is a good idea for her business and her employees.
You know, it's expensive to live here in Seattle. I'm assuming it's as expensive, if not more, to live in New York. And I think if people are wanting their employees to be, you know, living a life that's you know, healthy and good, you know, I think the payoff over time is worth that investment.
It's an issue that economists have been studying for decades, how increasing the minimum wage affects jobs and the economy. Joining us with two points of view are Aaron Dubé, Associate Professor of Economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. Welcome to you.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
And David Newmark is also with us. He's Professor of Economics at the University of California, Irvine. He's with us via Skype. Welcome to you, David.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Well, let me start with you, David, on this main question here on the economics of this. When it comes to raising the minimum wage, is it going to cost jobs and hurt employment if you pay people more?
That's the age-old question in the economics of the minimum wage. It's actually been studied for close to 100 years. And certainly the topic is contested among economists and has been for a long time. My view of the evidence is that by far the lion's share of it suggests that there are some job losses from minimum wage increases, and those job losses, as we might expect, are concentrated on the very least skilled workers. A lot of the research focuses on teens, but you can also focus on other very unskilled adults, high school dropouts, and the like.
And you're saying that those teens would be hurt by an increase in the minimum wage?
Some of them will be hurt. What I'm saying when I draw this conclusion from the research does not speak to the wisdom or lack of wisdom of raising the minimum wage. It speaks to the existence of trade-offs. Some people will make higher wages. But I do think those gains are offset by job loss for a smaller number of people, perhaps a far smaller number of people. But on the other hand, the cost of job loss, if it occurs, is pretty high.
Aaron, what do you think? Do you think that employment is hurt when you raise the wage?
I think to date in the United States, the best evidence suggests that the employment effect of minimum wage increases has been pretty small. Now, this is a hard question to answer. So the reason why economists disagree has to do with the fact that you need a reliable control group. We don't have laboratories where we randomly assign different minimum wages to different labor markets. Instead, we have over 2-3 dozen states that have followed different minimum wages, and we have to track what's going on to jobs and compare these states with other similar states. Now, one particularly reliable approach that we have used uses controls from adjacent counties across state borders. So one side of the border raises the minimum wage, other does not. And we have tracked the two sides of the border for extended periods of time. And here's what we found, that when the minimum wage rises, employment in high-impact sectors like restaurants or groups like teens has not changed very much.
Well, David, let me ask you this. Even if people, as they listen to this, buy your argument, which is that there can be a negative impact on employment and jobs if you raise the minimum wage, what about the argument that, well, it's been so long since it's been raised that maybe it just needs to catch up to where we are at this point, that maybe you could make that argument and it makes sense, but that the wage has been so lagging, the cost of living over the last many years, that it's time for it to go up anyway?
Well, I don't think just because we haven't done something for a long time is any reason to do it if you think it's a bad idea. You know, I think there are questions of what we are trying to achieve with the minimum wage. If, you know, I honestly think that sometimes when you really push people hard enough, you end up with almost a moral argument as to why the minimum wage should be raised. You know, if you think as a policy matter, the minimum wage ought to be at some particular percentile of the wage distribution, the 10th or the 15th or the 20th or some particular share of the median wage, then you might want to raise. I mean, the federal minimum wage has gone up fairly recently, and state minimum wages, of course, have gone up quite a bit now. But I don't think there's any clear reason why we would adopt one of those rules of thumb. I think you want to you want to weigh the gains and the costs. Some people gain, some people lose. Much of the evidence, not all of it, finds, you know, it has very much difficulty finding much effect on the poverty rate, either positive or negative. I've characterized it as kind of a wash. It moves money around between different low-income families, but doesn't really raise a lot of them substantially.
Well, Aaron, let me go back to you finally on the question of balance, finding the right balance. What is the right minimum wage to make sure that people are making as much as they can without hurting jobs? And I wonder, as you look around the country right now, and especially you look at places that are raising their minimum wage up to $15 an hour, is that where it should be in your view, or should it be different based on different areas of the country? Should it be higher in some places than 15?
Look, when it comes to a $15 federal minimum wage, that would affect something like a third to a half of the workforce. We simply don't have close historical precedents to leverage and say something very meaningful about what the impact will be. I think as the California and New York minimum wages go into effect, then we actually will have more to say about that. I think they're both positive and possibly negative repercussions from having a much higher minimum wage than we have had in the past. Something like $15 at the federal level will mean major wage increases for half the workforce. But on the other hand, we don't know what happens in terms of businesses' ability to pass those wage increases on as higher prices when the minimum wage is much higher. So at the same time, there's also possible demand effects where workers are spending more of their money in the local economy. How these all add up is a very difficult question to answer. And I think the frustration among voters, especially lower wage workforce, is understandable given the wage stagnation and decline for several generations now. I do think there are risks to keep in mind when it comes to job losses. Ultimately, the decision to weigh those risks lie with the voters themselves. So is it possible that this process produces minimum wages that exceeds a judicious level in some sense? It's possible. And I guess given where things are going, we're going to be more likely to find that out in the coming years.
That's Aaron Dube, who's an associate professor of economics at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. We've also been speaking with David Newmark, professor of economics at the University of California, Irvine. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.